Hello, my name's Chris, and I'm a millennial in crisis. Welcome to the first podcast, guys. I'm Chris Edge. So a little bit of backstory on how I got started on this journey to make this podcast. My 24th birthday was less than a month ago, and after that, I kind of started going through this quarter-life crisis. I know I'm not 25 yet, but hear me out. I started looking at my life and realizing I wasn't fulfilled, I wasn't happy, and a majority of the people around me aren't happy. They're pretty unfulfilled. They just kind of go through life and just go with emotions and don't really make any changes. And I realize I don't want to do that. I don't want to be unfulfilled, be unhappy, and keep on the path that I'm going. I don't want to be 70 and on my deathbed and sitting there wondering about all these things I should have done with my life. Should I have gone to New York City? Should I have gone to Portland? Should I have stayed in the Midwest? Should I have done any of these things? Should I have lost the weight? You know, so many shoulds. And I don't want that to be on my headstone. I should have done insert whatever. So I wanted to start on a journey of finding what fulfills me, what makes me happy, and making other people happy, making other people feel fulfilled, giving people ideas that I try on myself that might not necessarily work for me, but might work for somebody else, and they might find it to be the best thing that's ever happened in their life. You may be thinking, another self-help guru, another person along those lines that is just trying to do that. No, that's not my goal. My goal is not to be the end-all, be-all health guru. If you want a health guru, go see your doctor. If you want somebody to help your mental state, go see a psychiatrist. Go do something along those lines. I'm not a medical person. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not somebody who is going to help you deal with those things. And I don't want to lead you into that. I'm about trying things that I would never try for myself and talking to people that have done things that they wouldn't have done for themselves, or talking to people who can potentially influence you to do things that you wouldn't have done, potentially find something that makes you fulfilled, makes you happy through their story of their journey and their way of going about that, whether it be, you know, somebody starting to post YouTube videos, somebody who cut off from the rest of the world and became a hermit. I don't care who these people are, but what I care about is talking to you guys and finding what has made you guys happy, or giving guys advice from people who have found happiness. There's so many things that I want to do, and I'm so excited for this. And I hope you guys are too, because I'm about giving you guys the realness, giving you guys what I would want. I don't want somebody telling me taking supplemental ketones is going to improve my mental ability because one study said so. No, that's not going to be helpful for all of us. I think there's a much broader base that isn't being filled of being real with ourselves and having people be real with us and explaining how they found happiness. I think there's so many paths that people can find to find this happiness and fulfillment, but I feel like everybody's focusing on one thing. They want one thing to work for them. And I'm not going to tell you guys that. I'm not that type of person. One thing will never make me happy. I love a lot of things and I hate a lot of things. So I want to have an open dialogue, and I want you guys to come along on my journey and hear about other people's journeys, what they've gone through, what they've dealt with, what I'm going to deal with, what I have dealt with. And this kind of leads me into giving you guys a little bit of backstory about myself. So like I said, I'm 24. I just turned it less than a month ago. I'm overweight. I am pretty overweight. Last time I weighed myself, I was close to 300 pounds. One of the heaviest points in my life, and I'm not happy about that. And that's part of my journey. And we'll come back to that in the next episode and give you guys an idea of what I'm going to try to do and how I'm going to try to do it. So I grew up in a family, a pretty normal family. Mom and dad, happily married, still happily married. Grew up in a Midwestern small town. But before that Midwestern small town, we moved around a lot. I lived in Virginia, New York, Florida, moving around for my dad's job as a restaurant manager. Before that, he was in the military. So moving wasn't too much of a far reach. When I was born and he was out of the military, we still moved, but I didn't experience as high of a grade of movement as my sisters did. I have two older sisters. I'm the youngest of three children. Being the youngest boy and having two older sisters, you can imagine there was a lot of nail polish and Barbie dolls and all these different type of things that I grew up with that, you know, if you had three brothers, you definitely didn't grow up with. Finding bobby pins everywhere. And for the most part, everybody in my family we're not thin people. I'm not going to lie to you and say that we're small people. My dad was a linebacker, and then he was in the military and got really fit. And then he got type 2 diabetes after he came out of the military. And that's one of the reasons why I want to make a change is I don't want to have to do the things that he has to do with his type 2 diabetes. And I want to find a lifestyle that I can do that will help me avoid going and having to inject myself with insulin, test my blood sugar, do all these different type of things when I can make a change now to avoid that when I'm 30. So after that, you know, I grew up in this small Indiana town. Bringing your tractor to school day was the big thing. And I wasn't those people. I grew up in a very, I would say, liberal household. And I think everybody has their own opinions and I respect everybody's opinions. But I was very countercultured. And the friends I had, we were the outcast. We were, you know, what people would consider back in the 90s, they would have been like the goths. But during my time in the 2008 to 2012 in high school, we were the emo kids, the just kind of the weird kids, and I kind of melded between a lot of groups. My closest friends were definitely in that group, but I did some theater, I did some engineering, I did Japanese club, I did chess club, I did art club, was backstage for a lot of theater productions, I did AV club, and I had a lot of people that I knew, but a lot of people that didn't know me because I was scared of making friends because of moving so much that when I finally realized we were staying, it was kind of too late to make a lot of deep connections with a lot of people. And that was my fault. And that's another thing I'm trying to figure out is making friends and having deep relationships versus wide relationships. I think you can have many friends. I did so in college, but I didn't have a lot of deep friends. They didn't really know who I was. It was just the guy who went and you guys drank together and sang really awful versions of Party Rock Anthem, or you ate dinner together, but all you did was talk about the parties for the next weekend. And that's not who I was. I was that theater kid. I was that chess kid. I was in robotics. And it kind of is one of those things where I didn't really ever learn how to make really deep friendships. I don't have a lot of friends now, but I want to be able to have deeper relationships with more people, be able to have a community. I want to be able to have a bigger support pool. I mean, a lot of people get that from church, or a lot of people get that from work. And that's definitely something we're going to have to tackle. And that's definitely something I want to tackle. I want to get myself out of my comfort zone and do more things. And that's why I would love to talk to you guys. And if you're feeling the same things as I do, let's work on it together. Getting into my college years, a lot of drinking in my freshman year. I reached over 300 pounds end of senior year of high school going into college. And by my sophomore year of college, I had dropped down to between 180 and 190, just through swimming, biking, running, eating less, doing a lot of exercise, a lot of biking. I love biking, and I found that then, and I just kept at it and killed myself through the summer to lose so much weight. It was great. I felt great in my body. I was still eating terribly, but I was exercising enough to burn it off and lose some weight. And then the end of my sophomore year, I stopped and I became bigger again. And I finally, within the past 6 months, finally went back up to what I was my sophomore year, or not my sophomore year, my senior year of high school. And I realized it was time for a change, and it stepped on a scale for the first time around my 24th birthday. And it was a shock. It is what made me realize I needed a change and put me in this state of almost disbelief. I kept on looking at things around my life and realizing, well, that's not good. I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. I'm fulfilled in some things. I'm happy in some things, but you only have one life to live. I want to be happy in all of the things. There's just how I treat myself, how I have spikes of anger out of nowhere that I just am wanting to be isolated, and unhappiness, and having all these issues that aren't me, but haven't always been me, and make me unhappy and make me want to change. So that's where I am. Graduated college, got a job, exceptionally middle class, live in a decent apartment with the two cats, and realized I wasn't happy. So that's where I am. And over the next course of however long, I'm going to be making changes to my life, trying to talk to people, hopefully talking to you guys. If you want to ask me questions about anything, it doesn't necessarily have to be about self-help or anything like that. It could be about what's my favorite baseball team. You can message me or do anything through the Anchor app, and I will comment back or try to engage with you guys as much as possible. You can find me Millennial in Crisis on anchor.fm. The app is really useful. I'm not sponsored by them. They just host my podcast and make a really great app. So that being said, thank you guys for listening, and I hope to see you guys in the next podcast. In the next podcast, we're going to be talking about diet. We're going to be talking about how I'm changing, talking about what are the potential changes people can make that can improve their life and make them happier. The field of food. Thank you guys so much. If you guys like it, please subscribe so you can definitely get the next episode. And I'm looking forward to engaging with you guys.